Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East, and George Woodham, you're out there west back, right?
That's right, buddy.
All right, well, we're going to do our Best of 2013 show. So if you're in the chat room, stay there and stay for the whole show because it's a freaking riot.
It's going to be a good
right
time.
Right with you.
Can't wait. Here we go. Without further ado.
He's the home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are
East West Audio Body Shop.
Well, let's see here. Well, a little late, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just wanted to wait till the end of the year.
That's well, right.
Maybe if we start like tomorrow night about 11 o'clock, then we can like actually have a New Year's party. I'm going to a ball tomorrow night. I'm actually going to wear a tux.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And we all know how good I look in a tux.
Oh, handsome.
So anyway, yes. So this is our Best of 2013 show. I'm glad you're there in the chat room so we can chat along with you. We've got a great show. We've had some great stuff this year. I mean, we've talked to some of the best people in the business, haven't we?
Yeah, this show's been a blast. It really has. I mean, just doing what we do every week is just an absolute joy. We love doing what we do. We like just having fun, just winging it every week. I know it's pretty much always by the seat of the pants, but that's just the way we like it. It's frankly the only way we can wedge this show production into our lives is to do it this way. You know,
do it live.
We do it live, warts and all. And you know, we've taken your suggestions, and we're gonna take them seriously. You guys, many of you have filled out the survey. If you haven't, go over to ewabs.com and there's a link to the survey on there and fill it out if you have any ideas for us on how we can improve the show in 2014. But we've got ideas, and a lot of your ideas we're taking to heart to try to improve the show. But one thing that won't change is that we're doing it live and things go wrong, and that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. But we, you know, we're editing the show together this afternoon, and it's going real slow. All right, this one doesn't work. Okay, well, we'll put this one on first. So anyway, so
who's
we're
going to
talk. I know we're going to run a couple of different packages here about some of the stuff. It's amazing how much fun we have doing this show. I mean,
oh,
when you
yeah.
go back and you look at some of the footage here, it's like we actually did that. It's fun that it's live, and it's fun that you're here with us when we do it, and it's fun when things fall apart on my end, because I get to watch you try and fix it. but anyway, we're going to start off. We've interviewed a lot of great people, but we're going to start off with a segment here on some of the nuttiest interviews that we've had. People who just are just a little bit off, and when they're joined with us, we're always a little bit off. You get this. So roll that one.
Welcome back to EWABS. We were expecting you, but we still didn't bake a cake. Here's Dan and George.
Well, what a sweet evening it is, though. That doesn't make sense now. It just doesn't work. Damn.
And the best part of all is that my shot right now is directly on top of yours, which I think is really classy. So I'm going to work on that. But in the meantime...
Does that work any better?
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Okay.
In the meantime, you talk to Rick and you know,
okay,
welcome him in like a real classy way.
Set myself up here a little bit better. Rick Wasserman, welcome to East West Audio Body Show. Hey,
thanks very much. Wow, I'm so proud to be on this fantastic dog and pony show.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
With there's dogs in here? Well, yeah, the ponies. We don't let them in the house.
And Dan, officially, I am a nice guy. George is right. I am a nice guy.
I was going to ask you that.
I am.
So I figured it.
Tells me I am. So.
George asks you to be on. You got to be okay.
Rick,
people.
Rick just plays bad guys on TV.
Yeah, all the time. What's wrong with that?
So you learn from really? The best.
Right. Yeah.
Now you're. I was, you know, checking out some of your stuff on your website. You profess to be trilingual.
Now, that's an interesting concept because we know you do the English stuff and you do Spanish stuff. Yep. What's the third leg of the triumvirate here?
Every person who is born in an environment like I was, any person of color, understands that you kind of adjust your speech in order to let people's guard down in certain arenas. Mm. So for me to get opportunities at National Network stuff, I had to take on what they call a general market read, with very little regionalism. For me to do the Spanish stuff, I couldn't do it in my own, Dominican lingo, which we kind of tend to have a little bit looser words. We're almost like an urban type of Spanish within our family anyway. So I had to learn to have a more general Spanish read. But the third one is the urban stuff, which is basically just talking like I'm talking to one of my boys. Basically, right. Almost like I'm talking to you guys, except with a little bit more cursing.
You can actually give us a demonstration, but,
Actually, I'm on your website, man. If I could pick like two or three different things to play for everybody just to hear your range. Do you have some things you're like, oh, I'd love for you to play this because it really represents me well? Or should I just pick anything?
Yeah, just pick anything. You can click on three different things. They'll probably be all different.
I'm on the promos page right now.
Yeah,
promos is your. Would you say that's your bread and butter right now?
That's my main brand. Yeah, that's my main thing that I get hired for, and also what people know me more for. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, here's one for you guys to get you started. Oh, and this has a video with it too, so I can swing that in.
Oh, cool.
Bellator's intense.
Is cool.
The new Wednesdays on Comedy Central will have you. DVR new Workaholics and the new series Crawl what the? Show. Now!
Man, let me tell you about that one.
Oh, that's the one I picked of all.
Doing that spot. I auditioned for this spot, right? It was my agent here in New York, Buckwald, sends it to me. Hey, Spike TV, who I had done the VGA awards for a couple years back. They want you for this wrestling thing, MMA stuff that they're doing. I said, okay. And they want that wrestling voice. So I was like, okay, I can put on a wrestling voice. So I had my hand, what I don't usually do, had my chest out, glued on some extra chest hair. Not really.
put on really tight trunks.
Which is what I have now. It's good. It's out of frame.
Do it.
You never get used to it. And of course, your hallucinations had to do with LSD flashbacks from the 60s.
Maybe not that far back, but close.
Yeah, yeah. Mine are from the 80s, which I don't remember.
Yeah, those are far worse flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm on the show, and since I've got this platform worldwide, I think I'll do a few endorsements of products. Let me just get my Entertainer's Secret, ladies and gentlemen. Entertainer's Secret. Yes, it's the throat spray that soothes and protects. Entertainer's Secret. And if my Entertainer's Secrets fail, I can always switch over to my Grether's Pastilles. Yes, Grether's Pastilles are the best little pastilles money can buy. Yes, they're sweet and sugar-free Grether's Pastilles. And if I start to stink up the booth by perspiring too much, I like to have some of this Dove, Ultra Ultimate Go Fresh. Yes, when I question my freshness, I like to put a little on my pit.
Is that underarm or under leg deodorant?
That's underarm deodorant.
What is that, key lime pie flavor? What is
it? No, actually, it's key lime pie. It's cool essence. It's cool essence. Now, if that cool essence fails, I can always spray a big cloud of this stuff and then walk right through it. It's Febreze, ladies and gentlemen. We're brought to you by Febreze. And this scent eliminates odors and freshens. It's called Linen and Sky. Okay. And the sky here on Cape Cod doesn't have a scent, but in L.A. it does.
So, yeah, that's the thing. They need to be more specific about what sky exactly they're referring to.
Yeah, really.
When it comes to scent.
Beijing. And it's at low tide. Not good snow. So anyway, that's the endorsement part of the thing. I've made my money.
Well, thanks for the ideas for the new sponsors. We'll start working on that right away.
Doing characters, and I was started mimicking David Letterman bits, and I had one caller one night say, call up and say, hi, CKBT, we're going to get on for you. Stop doing David Letterman. And he hung up. And it crushed me, so I had to come up with my own stuff. And that started the whole thing.
Yeah. So when did you make the transition from radio? I mean, many of us are recovering radio announcers. Yeah. When did you make the jump into doing freelance voice work?
It started when I got into Vancouver, and of course, the morning zoo, the zoo format, the Scott Shannon, the Z100 started, and we're all, you know, that happened, and we're doing the zoo in Vancouver. It was the LG Morning Zoo with Dean Hill Hatch and Constable Bob and me, and I was starting to write songs and write comedy, and it was funny. It was, you know, it was 5:30 in the morning, and the first thing I'd hear, I get the headphones on, and it's Dean go, okay, people, all right, let's be funny, people, let's be funny. And Dave, what are you? And I'm thinking, oh, it's 5:30. Hang on. I have to figure out, like, give me a chance to wake up, for God's sake. And we used to come up with songs. One was Cowboy Dick, was this, howdy, boys and girls. You know, we read a little song about the dead chicken or something, and we do that. And some other character we'd develop. And this sort of started this whole routine of characters. And then I went to this silly sort of modeling workshop commercial thing I thought I'd go to because I was kind of bored. And the modeling side, I think if you had one eye in the middle of your forehead, you know, is, well, you know what? You could do print. You know, you should sign the contract. And they said, Brian. And then, but the commercial side, where I had to actually learn lines and read stuff for on camera, I got a kick out of that. And I met my first agent at that time. He was still a close friend today. He lives out in Palm Desert. And that started this whole thing. And then it was maybe... it was 89, I think it was, and he called and he said, look, I'd like to be your agent. I said, okay. He said, well, no. He said, think about it. I said, no, I thought about it. That's fine. I don't know what we do, but let's do it. And that was the conversation. Jeez. And then he called 2 weeks later and said, do you do voices? And I said, yeah, sure. I got an audition for G.I. Joe, the Great American Hero. Deke Animation was up there doing stuff. And I ended up booking the role of General Hawk about 6-8 weeks later. So it's really...
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it started.
I'm sort of dabbling in show creating and a little bit of writing and a little bit of producing. And hopefully the next time I talk to you guys, one of those things will have materialized into something significant.
And we will have you on to push it as hard as you can.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yes, let's hope. Yes. I've got a couple of really exciting projects going right now that I wish I could talk about, but I can't.
All right. Well, then we won't ask.
We didn't ask you this, but Kathy, our producer, asked.
Yeah, we're going to. This is totally unprofessional. This is not what we do. But since Kathy's asking, we'll just let it
Anything
go.
Anything for Kathy.
Yeah. She wants you to do your Hillary voice.
My what? Who the hell is Hillary? Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, see if you can do Hillary Clinton.
Dude, did you just fuck up the name of my American Dad character?
Catherine did. I'm just reading what's written here. It's Haley, you
It's
dame.
Haley.
Did you even watch,
obviously, she doesn't watch the show.
Did you even watch that marathon?
No,
I think
no.
I screwed
it
up.
I was just reading it. I knew it was Hillary.
I'm going to own it. I screwed up a lower third. I think somebody saw it. I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
Oh, it was your fault. See,
yep.
I knew it was Hillary.
It was my fault.
Why is everybody writing Hillary?
It was my fault. I put it on the lower third.
We're going to move past this. We're all adults here.
Breathing. Breathing. Breathing.
Move on.
I've been sick. Thank you.
Jimmy Neutron, do they have a special word for them?
Let's make one up. Let's call them Neutronites.
Yes, Neutronite. That's exactly what I was thinking.
let me just answer the door. I think Mimi's here. Hold on.
Mimi? She has a little somebody named Mimi at the door.
Mimi, are you coming?
Hey, there's the piano. Yeah. I see it back there.
This is exactly how we rehearsed it, by the way.
Uh-huh. We did the full run through.
Oh,
This is what makes the show, you know, the real deal. I love that it's live.
I know. What do we have here?
Okay, I'm coming now. I'm bringing in my pig.
Bring in your pig.
Bring in the pig. Bring in the pig.
Are you eating something in my purse? Mimi, don't eat it in your purse. Come here. It's right here.
I'm trying to eat my M&Ms.
Let's just listen, shall we?
Yeah. Hi, honey. Here's and
perfectly playing the entertainer in the background.
You guys can
just
see
totally
her. See. She's showing up now. Can you see her?
Yeah,
she's
here too.
My headset so I can hear you. There, this is Mimi.
Hi, she has her own Facebook page and
yeah, her Facebook is Mimi Dairyberry. Mimi, turn around. Wow. Oh, that's a good pig.
And her, she even has a YouTube channel named Mimi the Pig.
Yeah, you can watch her on YouTube. She has fabulous, exciting videos where she eats an orange, one where she goes outside, and one where she turns around. It's wacky, crazy, exciting.
What was your inspiration to start doing these videos?
Well, it's just she's such a conversation piece, and everybody wants to talk about Mimi. Here, honey, you can have the rest of your strawberries.
You bring them what they want. You got to bring them what they want.
Well, it's just so random to have a pig. You know, she was E.G.'s pig, E.G. Daily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when E.G. did Babe 2, she got Piglet Mimi, and then
get out of here.
E.G. said, will you babysit Mimi for a couple months, a couple years ago? So Mimi stayed here. She's happy here. It's good. I'm going to open the door so she can get out.
I think that's so cool.
Here we go. If you want out, Mimi, there's the door.
The lives of the voice actor stars. You never know what they're going to be up to.
All right.
They're just like the rest of us.
I know, they're just like the rest of us. Amazing. They just have, you know, interesting swag left over from movies once in a while. Living swag.
Living swag. That's good.
Yeah. Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People, in the year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
So, Joe, you're going to tell us when you get are you going to get a phone call or a text, or are you just listening for your Zephyr to go?
I'm listening bleep, bleep. For the Zephyr. Did you hear? You have great ears, George.
I haven't heard it yet. I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it either.
Okay,
so
if you hear it bleep, then you know. Yeah.
You know what?
Along.
Would you mind? Can I pick you up and move you into the studio with me? Sure.
Yeah, sure. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. All
That'll
right.
be fun.
Now, you're going to
take your Dramamine.
You're probably going to lose my audio for a second.
No
let
problem.
Me just let me try this. Let me change the microphone to.
We will talk amongst ourselves.
Yes.
While you
are you still hearing me?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So if I pull this out and this out, am I still with you?
Yep. The batteries are working.
Yes.
Ow.
Just don't drop it.
Here we are in the clubhouse.
Yeah, baby.
See, I'm going to eat this and this. I hope I don't want to make you dizzy.
Getting a little seasick, but not too bad.
I made you full screen there.
The George Whittam designed Joe Cipriano studio. Oh, guess what? They are hooked up.
Oh. Whoops. So,
I'm going to turn off the audio here.
Yeah, click the little mute button on the mic.
There. Okay. And they've been hooked up for 2 minutes.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
We're not here.
You're still there, Joe. I'm going to...
Yes. There. Sorry about that. I said I was only going to nap for a moment, and then boom, suddenly.
All right, see, so he muted us, but he didn't mute himself.
On time.
So
let's listen in for a minute.
Yeah, we'll listen in for just a minute.
Yeah. Let me just close up my doors. I'll be right back.
He doesn't know we can hear him.
Yeah, and that's okay.
But you know how Skype is. I can't turn him down independently from you, so right. We'll just have to hang up on him at some point.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll call him back a little bit later in the show.
We'll just do one. We'll
Queen Latifah is a People's Choice nominee, and next queen, Will Arnett.
We hear you.
I get to utter the phrase, I am Batman.
How about a bit of voice mail that?
I am Batman. He's not here right now. Please.
Plus, a duet with Jewel. And secrets from Queen's makeup artist.
So tell us what you've been doing to me.
I look hot. All right, that's what it sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. All righty. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. He either was Ford Trucks or something like that. I got called for an audition once to, if you could impersonate him, because they had to tag for every market. You know, Ford is Sacramento. And he didn't want to do, I ain't doing those tags. So it would be quite a gig if somebody were to get it. I didn't get it. Because apparently I don't sound like Will Arnett. Excuse me.
I'm going to go home and work on my Will Arnett.
Right, exactly.
See, this is why people like working with Joe. He's got a good banter. He's fun.
Right. Book that guy.
You know, he's light. Some voice actors are really moody and dark. Joe is just bright and cheery and happy.
Queen Latifah is a People's Choice nominee. And next queen, Will Arnett.
Batman. I get to utter the phrase, I am Batman.
I got a good voice now that.
I am Batman.
He's not here right. Plus, a duet with Jewel. And secrets from Queen's makeup artist.
So that's what you've been
people
doing
love
to
it.
Me.
People are loving it, man. Let's keep it going.
Let me go first. I need to top.
This session could go for 10 minutes. It could go for a half hour. We don't really know. So we'll break
that's
away at some point.
Because a People's Choice nominee. Just a little more energy.
Yeah.
Saying this about 90,000 times.
Right.
So we know the audience is going to get bored with it. So we may need to just give a little more.
Gotcha. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Lovely. Queen Latifah is a People's Choice nominee. And next queen, Will Arnett.
Batman. I get to utter the phrase, I am Batman.
I got a good voice now with that.
Plus, a duet with Jewel. And secrets from Queen's makeup artist.
So that's what you...
See, Joe is unmuting and muting the sound to his speakers so you guys can hear what's going on his end. Normally, he would just be in headphones the whole time. He wouldn't have his speakers on. So he's clearly doing this for your guys' benefit just to hear how it works on his end. It's pretty fun.
Cool.
This wasn't planned. He was like, what do you think if we should do this? I was like, oh, well, why not?
Well, let's if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Nominee and next queen, Will Arnett.
And we knew he had a session.
I get to utter the phrase, I am Batman.
I got a good voice there with that.
Plus, a duet with Jewel. And secrets from Queen's makeup artist.
So that's what you've been doing to me.
Man.
Network television.
Oh, yeah.
The top will have to feel a little bit longer. You don't have really time for me to trim this, but I can trim it. So you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of hand expressions. I've noticed a lot of the people who do promo, there's a lot of hand gestures.
And that's just a general placement.
Because of the level of energy.
Well.
Turn your just camera on, Dan. I forgot what? To tell you to turn on your camera.
Oh, well, that would help. How about if I just turn on my camera? That better?
Yeah, it's better. Thanks, Dan.
All right. See, we're doing it by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, that's right. If you guys
haven't had any
clue
yet.
What we've been doing in the background while we've been playing, watching the video.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is a lot of fun, though. This is what some people have a barbecue. Some people watch a football game. We like to just try to do a webcast every week.
Why, we're not exactly sure, but
actually I watched the Eagles game. That's the first football game I've watched the entire year, and that was doesn't matter which team you like, that was a good game.
I didn't watch it. I was watching the Bills get wiped out by the Patriots
right
in a driving rainstorm.
So now we're gonna be having the Saints playing us, and then I guess the Patriots moved on, or the Bills won.
Yep. All righty. Well, we've got a lot more coming up. We've got some more. We've got some great lessons coming up. There were a lot of great interviews we did this year with people who taught us some stuff.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with those here on our Best of 2013 East West Audio Body Shop. Stay where you are.
You're watching East West Audio Body Shop with Dan Leonard in the East and George Whittam in the West. They're nice guys, but every time I'm there, they never let me make water. So I'm going to go make water right now. I'm a grown man.
I love that one so much.
That's an interesting one. We gotta come up with some new ones for the new year.
Larry Davis is a genius, man. A mad genius.
Yes, we have to get him back on soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we were saying, that there are lots of great lessons from some of the great people we have on here, and here's just a fairly small smattering of them.
I want to back up a second because this ties into this as well. The power, you know, you talk about describing something clearly, Dan, right? The power of the spoken word, people's ability to articulate well. To actually have a love of language and how they describe it. This is one thing Don LaFontaine would drill into me nonstop. A love of the spoken word allows you to articulate your vision that much better. And I think a lot of that gets lost today. We clip everything. We talk in initials. We talk in slang. I think we've kind of lost some of the real power of words in that regard. The theater, going back to this point now, obviously allows you to get up on a stage. And it allows you to exercise your diaphragm, allows you to exercise language you really do need to articulate in order to be understood. A lot of commercial copy that we read today, non-announcery. They want us laid back. They want us cool. They want us hip. I get all of that, but I think we sometimes we get lazy with our voices. I know I do. I'll trail off at the end of sentences. I won't finish a thought simply because I can't be bothered, you know?
Right.
And getting back on a stage, I think, re-energizes that muscle, re-articulates the instrument, just like anything else. It has to stay fine-tuned. So when you can, it's good to do. Unfortunately, it doesn't pay as well. You know, once you've established yourself, it's hard to find the time.
That's true. Yeah. But as a hobby, I mean, if you've got local community theater, if you can get yourself and do a play, it really totally re-energizes the actor part of your soul.
Every time I have a moment, if I can do it, at spare the time, I'll go do a play somewhere. I like to do it.
Pat asked Juan how he defines conversational for VO delivery. That you know, golden, the silver bullet, conversational.
Well, it's going to change per commercial. So, like, if we're talking conversational and banking, then there's probably a sense of vulnerability because banks haven't really been good to us of late, and they're trying to help improve their image and being a part of their community. We're all in the struggle together.
We're here to make your life better. We promise.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're a part of your community too, even though we maybe are responsible for wrecking some communities.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of banking spots.
Not anymore.
But conversational and automobiles might be testimonial. So, like, especially I think Ford's campaigns have been genius lately. Like, I used to drive a BMW, but check out this new Ford Edge. You know, like, it's about trying to get us to reconsider something about that product or brand. So, conversational, we like to throw it out there as a buzzword, but the word itself really doesn't mean anything until we apply context. And right. So this is where that kind of approach to your craft and how you love language and consume language starts to inform what is it that the producers are trying to accomplish and what is it that the character that they wrote for you is trying to accomplish. And those often aren't the same goal. So you really kind of want to get into the mind of not only the copywriter, but of the character that they wrote. And that really helps it better inform what the approach might be to deliver something which sounds comfortable or casual or conversational or words that don't begin with the letter C.
Now, do you have your own home studio right now, Fred?
I do have a home studio. In fact, I only recently, in the last 5 months, have I moved here to California. I used to live for many years in New York City, and then on the east end of Long Island in Montauk. I was actually the first guy that I knew on the East Coast to have a home studio. I had my first home studio in 1991. Joe Cipriano here in L.A., where I now live, I think was the first guy that I knew had a West Coast home studio, I believe.
Wow.
That I knew. But I've had a home studio for over 20 years. For about 8 years, I was the voice of CBS Sports, meaning the guy who said, the NFL on CBS and all that stuff. And I would come on live during games to do updates and scores and things like that from my house. So that was why I built a home studio, so that I wouldn't have to go into the studio. I could be out in Montauk, where I had a house, and do the Sunday games live. And that was great. So I've had a home studio for many, many, many years. We were talking about home studios before. It's interesting. When home studios first came into the current sort of popularity that they now enjoy, people thought that we're going to have a lot of great voiceover artists suddenly appear. And in fact, that hasn't happened. We were talking about this earlier. As I said, it's like what happened in MIDI about 25 years ago. People said, well, now that the recording equipment and synthesizers are available for people, we're going to have all these geniuses, these Mozarts springing up out of garages all over the country. And that didn't really happen. What happened was you got a great block of mediocre sort of effort that filled up the channels, but still very, very few people came to the top who were really excellent. The same thing is true, I think, with home studios. It allows entrance for many more people, which means that people that become great can get in more easily. But it's still hard to be really, really good.
Anyway, well, of course, now my mouse doesn't work, but you know, as long as you can hear me, that's the most important.
Yeah, you're fine.
This magic mouse is just going bananas.
These things stink.
Your mouse isn't working. Then I know a mouse who can take over the world.
Oh!
Yes!
Let's talk a little bit about you and I guess you can call him your partner, Rob Paulson. How long you guys been working together?
We just celebrated the 20th anniversary of Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain, which was part of Animaniacs,
right,
this summer at Comic-Con. But it was just last month. So 20 years, Rob and I have really been working side by side, creating those characters and reliving them even after the show's gone off the air. And I just love the guy. I mean, there's nobody I work with more sort of give and take and simpatico. We complete each other's sentences. It's a great relationship. And I count him among like the three most talented people in all of show business.
Really?
Maybe in any business.
Wow. Who was cast first on the show?
According to what I've been told, although recently something popped up on the web that said they wanted Patrick Stewart, for the last 20 years is I was first and only choice for Brain, and then they took an entire day of auditions, and then Rob auditioned the next day. I think he was first on day two, and they went, we found Pinky.
Wow.
But I walked in and did that Orson Welles thing that I've been obnoxiously doing between takes for about 5 years at that point. And they said that's the Brain. Oh my God, Orson Welles, what a choice! And I looked at the model sheet for Brain and went, oh, they've drawn me an Orson Welles mouse to play. Isn't that nice? Mm-mm. Not based on Orson Welles. Brain was based on Tom Minton. Who's a director or who's a writer at Animaniacs and was on Tiny Toons as well. He looks just like the Brain. But I didn't see that. I didn't know Tom. So I just did Wells, and they went, that's it. So that apparently after the first and only audition.
It goes to show you, it's like you bring your thing to the table, and you never know that that's right. What they're looking for that day. And you could come out of left field with something like that, and boom, that was it.
And I didn't think, you know, the other thing, in addition to that, the attitude of bringing, you know, service to what you're doing, is the other thing is realizing that whatever you could do to get yourself the job, you left in the room. When that door swung shut behind you and you walked out, that's it. And I've trained myself not to think about auditions ever again. I go and have lunch or whatever, or move on to the next thing. I don't obsess. And if I could say that to anybody watching who's, you know, starting the business, let it go. As soon as you're done with the audition, let it go. Go do something else.
Now, here's the ultimate question, because here you've got two working voice actors in the same apartment here,
yeah,
in the same home. How do you share the studio? How do you schedule that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's just a matter of scheduling. I'm more of a night owl, and so I tend to do things late, and she's not a night owl, so it sort of works out for us.
And usually what ends up happening is one of us will have a booking at the time the other one won't have a booking necessarily. And so sometimes one of us will be out of the house, the other one will be home, and they'll get their recording stuff done that they need, like auditions and things like that. For example, we just got auditions from our agent right now, so we'll probably do it later once we get off here. One of us will hop in the booth while the other person's taking care of their emails, and then we'll switch, you know, times. We also sometimes get stuff where we partner read together, which is very exciting because it's a tight booth. You have to like squish in there, but we can do it. So
yeah, that's it. Built for two, but we make it work.
Yeah, well, you can, if you're close and you can get along being that close, which you obviously can, it makes it a little bit easier.
Exactly.
Here's an interesting question. When you're marketing, do you market yourselves as a couple, a team, or do you market yourselves individually? That is there an advantage to being a husband and wife team?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I think we have been marketing ourselves as a couple because clearly we've written the book together. We have our production company together. Yeah. We do projects together. But I think when it comes to VO, people know that we're married, and oftentimes when they have one of us in for the session, they're like, oh, we're planning on having Yuri in next week, or we're going to bring Tara in for that later on, because they know that we go together. But I think people are also very clear that we're totally fine. We'll both audition for something, but if one of us doesn't get it, we're both part of, you know, it's part of the course. It's like how it works. So it's not like you have to get us as a team. If you don't get us as a team, right, we won't do it. We don't care. It's
right. We definitely want people to be comfortable casting us separately as well, so they don't feel like, you know, if one, you have to get the
other. But I think it's been very hard for us not to market and brand as a couple because we very much are a couple, and we do so much together. Yeah.
Speaking of George Lucas and that whole deal, you know, when I get the Red Tails deal, I'm thinking, okay, ISDN, we're getting ready to get down, you know. Guy goes, no, ISDN. And I'm going to call you and I'm going to talk to you and then you're going to send me the session. And then I'm thinking, you know, I got to normalize this thing. I got to put some pump on it. I mean, it's George Lucas. Right. Nope. Don't touch it. I'll be able to tell if you did. Don't do it. And I didn't. And of course, it sounds wonderful. You know, they do what they do. But
Skywalker sound.
I'm just trying to tell the audience that, you know, some people say ISDN is leaving. It hasn't left. But there are situations that you think are going to be one thing and they turn out to be just real simple. And I mean, there was a big time place that just wanted to do a phone patch and me send them the session.
Yeah. When someone's doing a demo, and I always question this one, is it, I mean, it has to sound like it's a real production. Mm-hmm. But shouldn't it, like, really highlight the voice as much?
Absolutely. We're not talking about affecting the voice. You're not talking about echo and EQs and all of that kind of thing, or you know, using a harmonizer to all of a sudden make them, you know, that kind of a thing. But it enhances what's going on. And sometimes, really, to me, it's like if you take a singer who's not particularly talented, I won't mention any names, Britney Spears, thank God for auto-tune. With someone like that, if it's produced well, you find yourself doing this. And you'll hear a lot of comments about it needs to be signature sound, it needs to do this, if it doesn't grab their attention, et cetera. If it doesn't really matter what it is, it's even with a movie, if it's produced well, it grabs your attention. And that's the key. You hit play and go, hold, Bob, come in my office. My God, listen to this. Rather than, did you get my demo? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you can hear the crickets in the background.
Really?
Actually, I can interject a question about demos again.
Sure.
You were saying that it's about, Mark, you're saying it's about, you do want to highlight the voice, but in the end of the day, should the demo still really fool the listener into thinking that must have been a real spot?
Well, I think in all honesty, to me, yes, just simply from a standpoint that it's like hedging a little bit on a resume. You can say, well, yes, I was the lead in 42nd Street in junior high production back when I was in seventh grade.
Parentheses. You know.
But if you have the chops, you want it to present. The thing is now that so many people have home studios and do things at home, you can pretty much spot crappy library music immediately. And agents can as well. And they'll go, okay, you can tell that was done at home, that was done at home. It doesn't lend a real quality.
And you've heard thousands of demos. That. You pick those out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly. And you can tell very, very quickly. So this way, it gives that opportunity to at least be heard. And honestly, what people miss sometimes is a demo is a one-off. You want to create enough excitement that first listen, they go, wow, let's call this person. And that's, you know, right. The problem is that as performers, we'll do a demo and go, God, I don't like how I slated my name. I just, you know, did you hear how I said and you'll just scrutinize the crap out of it and listen to it 900 times, you know, and nobody else is listening in that context.
Right. Do you find that some of the big time professional actors who are coming in there, are they saying, you know, I really need to have a voiceover demo so I can, you know, toss this out and so people think, well, this guy can do this.
Especially for large campaigns. Now, in that case, the demo would be set up entirely different. And we'd also include, you know, a public service announcement where this is, you know, so-and-so for, you know, the United Way, you know, because you have that name recognition. But when they're at that level, sure, you're talking, you know, the Mercedes campaigns, you know, that sort of big national
like a custom demo? Like a custom demo almost?
Yeah, it's just set up a little bit differently.
Yeah, okay.
Is all. And it's really fitting what you do. It's like movie trailers. You know, you don't have to do the in a world. I mean, that's wonderful, but realize that you've got a ton of guys out there, Reno Romano and George DeJoyo, and a lot of guys that do that upper register stuff, Joe Cipriano, and Joe's making a fortune, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's it's tailoring it to what you do and making it jump off the page. So if they're listening to 20 different demos, it's like, whoa, put that in the keeper pile.
It's amazing the things that these folks can teach us, which is why we have them on the show, right?
That's right. And it's not all about technology. I mean, we started the show to talk about studio technology, and in the end, we've kind of realized, well, it's not that we realized it, but we just started to notice that there's so much more to talk about. And frankly, after 120-some-odd episodes, I think we've probably talked about just about every element of a home studio you can possibly imagine.
But it's in flux, though, because we've seen a lot of changes since we've started doing the show.
It is true. Yeah, it is in flux. It is always changing.
Yes. And speaking of technology, we've got more stuff coming up in just a couple minutes here. Stuff that you'll remember with George and I and maybe some of the technical issues we had to deal with. So stay where you are. Have another swig and we'll be right back here in East West Audio Body Shop and our 2013 look back.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his health.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, Georgia set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
So what else are you planning on doing tonight? I thought so. Now back to East West Audio Body Shop with Dan and George.
Good evening. I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. Well, It's another Monday night, and yeah, a few of you are out there, I guess. We like seeing a lot of people watching the show live, but of course, we know a lot of you watch the show in YouTube, and if you're watching it on YouTube, you'll go, yeah, I missed it, but I'm watching it now.
Right. But you're missing the chat room.
Yeah, really. There's tons of people in there. Best place to be. Anyway, we have, as usual, have we ever had a crappy show here? Not once that I can ever remember. Maybe episode one was just a tad weird. That was 109 episodes ago, because believe it or not, this is the 110th episode of East West Audio Body Shop. Can you believe that?
Nope. Cannot.
I can't either.
Cannot.
You know? When we first started doing this, I'm like, yeah, we'll do it for a while. And somehow we're still here.
After a while, we're going to have to not talk about that anymore, because we'll be at 120th and 130th, and the show will just go on.
Big party when we hit 125.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right. So tonight, not just any night, it's Monday night, yeah, but it's also a great night to be here at East West Audio Body Shop, because we have a great guest. This gal is, if you were listening to the promo, she does everything in Hollywood. I mean, if in animation, she's there, because she's on Family Guy, and she's on
American Dad is her big role.
American Dad, really. She's, you know, she's got a great, well-known character on there, and she's working every day doing all this stuff, all sorts of different characters. Rachel McFarlane will be our guest. Lovely lady and funny. We are going to have a great time.
And
with
being
her.
A mom at the same time.
Yeah. No, yep. I want to close that door. By the way, I have a special guest in the studio tonight. You know, he's here. Yeah, there he is. Maybe you guys recognize Lee Pinney.
Hey, Lee.
Why he's in Buffalo, we're not quite sure. He came for the wings. Came all the way from Orange, California for the wings.
I love it, man. Well, thanks for coming to be on the show and hang out with us, Lee.
Thank you.
We appreciate your having the live studio audience.
Yeah. So anyway, and see, I'm going to talk about audiobooks, and I can't even remember what you were going to talk about, but we've been busy.
Maybe little I since. Should just talk then.
Right. Go for it.
I'll just dive right in. Well, you know,
we have Debbie Derryberry. This is a woman who is at the top of our industry. Mm-hmm. Voice of Jimmy Neutron and Speedy Alka-Seltzer. I mean, they brought Speedy Alka-Seltzer back, you know. Very interesting sounding boy. She tends to play these male parts sort of roles. Maybe not male parts, but male roles.
Right. She plays male parts. Why does it sound nasty?
Why does it sound? I told you we were playing, you know, Cards Against Humanity last night. Maybe it's just drained into my brain, but my brain is completely drained. She's going to be joining us in just a little bit. We got to get her on a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating stuff. I mean, just about everything. But we got other stuff going on here, too. We're going to be answering some of your questions a little bit later on, because you guys have been asking questions, and that's why we're here. That's why we were originally here.
That's why we started the show.
That's why we started the show. Mm-hmm. It's so we can help you with your home studios. And I can see that you guys are having your own discussions in there. You're having your own little talk shop in there.
But that's why the chat room is so fun.
I know. I mean, we like to talk shop, and that's how we actually got the show going, is people just wanted to hear us talk shop.
That's right.
Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like nobody understands it, but these guys seem to know what they're talking about. Anyway.
Acting. Genius.
Thank you. I told you you'd learn this stuff after a while. All righty. It only took 106 episodes.
This is the Caddy 100S. Comes in this lovely, very lovely cherry wood-like box. I don't know if it's actual cherry wood, but I would doubt it, but who knows? Packed very carefully, very carefully and caringly.
You could actually bury a small person in there.
Yeah, it's perfect for it. Doubles as an urn. Hey, you know what? I'm putting that in my will. I want to be buried in a Neumann U87 microphone box. That's actually a great idea.
I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop.
Ah! Hi. Hi there,
there. I'm Dan Leonard, usually in the East.
And I'm George Whittam, always in the West.
And together we are East-West Audio Body Shop. It's like a game show. That's really something. And someone who's from both places.
And Ganguza, formerly from the East and now in the West.
All right, we're here at the VoiceOver Peeps headquarters, I guess is the best way to describe this. We got lots of people here. Lee, why don't you turn around and show all the people that we've got here. It's like 500 people in her living room. Be careful of the fire wire, though. And, all right. But we've got lots of people here. We've got some great food. Show them the food.
Show them the food.
Oh, yes, the food.
Yeah.
Oh, and the drink.
Food cam.
Yes.
Oh, where
food cam. There we are. Look at that. Ooh. Fried eggplant.
Jerry! Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Well. Everybody out! Everybody out! Yes. Unfortunately, when you have cooking, you have smoke. And we are in California, and if you light a match, they set off an alarm. So, it's a bit of a problem.
Oh, man.
All
never
right.
A dull moment.
Never a dull moment on this show. But that's why we do it.
And now, back to East West Audio Body Shop, where every week, it's Apollo 13.
Body Shop. Hopefully I am.
Now I got a mustache, but wow. This could be the first time in 112 episodes where I can't get my co-host back on. Skype won't work. I'm typing in the chat room so Dan knows that I'm not just trying to blow him off. I literally cannot get Skype to run at all. Oh, he's calling me on my phone. Let's see if that'll work. Hey, Dan. We're using my phone for Skype.
I can hear that.
Here, I'll show everybody your picture so I can show everybody that we actually are on Skype right now. So it's pretty sad when an Android phone runs Skype better than a desktop computer.
That's just
really bad.
But look how fast we got a Band-Aid and we fixed it.
Well, you could call it that. I have you on speakerphone and my microphone's picking you up. That's what we're doing right now. Right. So we'll end the show one way or the other, but we still got to talk about Harlan.
That's true. Well, okay. Well, all right. So we were talking about Debbie Derryberry, but you know, she talked about the porta booth, but of course he's got a great pair of headphones. You got to try the Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You got to try them. And they sound the way they're supposed to sound for voiceover. And they're well made. They're made of metal, not plastic. They have nice leather and memory foam cushions on them. Steve Tardio loves his Harlan Hogan headphones.
They are now my official go everywhere with me headphones.
Mine too.
And every time I go to a client's house, because I often have to plug in headphones and listen to something at their house, I immediately grab those out because half the time somebody is using those horrendously bad sounding Sony headphones that I don't understand how became the studio standard. I have no idea. Are you seeing yourself on YouTube?
Just raise the phone a little bit higher. Just push it up there.
It's hard to hold it in the right spot.
Oh, and it's George's birthday coming up too.
Yes.
Your mom's wishing you a happy birthday. I think we can all wish you a happy birthday.
Thanks, everybody. Next time I all talk to you guys on EWABS, I will be 40. So I turned 40 on Friday.
Only 40? You're a kid. Jeez.
It's so hard for me to associate 40 with being a kid when I remember being at my dad's 40th birthday, you know, celebration, you know. Oh, that's just freaking me out. Thanks, everybody, for the birthday wishes.
40 is fabulous. It is so energizing. You hit 50, it's a little bit different. But while you get 40, enjoy 40.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, but we got lots of great stuff coming up, so make sure you join us for that kind of stuff. Right now, I'm just looking at your forehead. which is kind of interesting. You never know how this show is going to go. And of course, we'd like to thank our wives. Mine's not here. She's still in Florida, so I got to go put Jacob to bed. 16. I think he can handle it. see, now you're just hiding behind me now. I think you're good enough to stand on your own here, George.
No, my picture's right here on the screen over here.
Oh, okay. Anyway. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks for joining us. This one's one for the record books.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget this episode.
And Doug Turkell's never going to sleep again. Anyway, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are
East West Audio Body Shop.
All right. Good night, everybody.
We did it. Good night, everybody. Thanks for thanks for hanging in there.
Good night.
That was epic, man. That was so good, Dan. Well done, my friend. Well done. Dan's getting his microphone back on.
I am.
Perfect.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Now that was a Band-Aid.
So Dan was streaming that over Skype, by the way, for those that may or may not have noticed. So just so we could get that on the air in time.
Yes. That means I can cancel the upload of the other one that still has about 15 minutes to go.
Right. anyway. And the last one, Hangouts, is ready to play when you're ready.
Yeah. Well, we sort of did like two spots for Harlan already.
That's true, didn't we? Because they were part of our best ofs.
That's right, several times.
But we will say, you know, we have to at least thank Harlan, because, you know, he's from the very get go of this show. He was on board, and he was the very first person we thought of. I mean, he was the first guy we thought of when we thought of sponsors, right?
Absolutely.
And we talked to him about it, and he was no questions asked. He was immediately on board, and that's been an important part to keeping the show in the black, so to speak, and just hurt. You know, keeping the show self-sustaining, which is a really important part to us. We want the show to power itself, and we want it to be crowdsourced, and we want it to be your show. And thanks to guys like Harlan, we've been able to do that.
Absolutely. Well, we got one more segment to go. If this wasn't enough, I mean, come on now. This is the funniest. It just shows what a riot we have doing this show, and it's a riot having you guys with us every week. And every once a month we have a Google Hangout, and we have some other interesting stuff that goes on. So we'll be taking a look at what goes on at your typical eWebs Google Hangout. So roll that one.
You got it, buddy.
All right. So you saw how easy it was with glue. Don't ever sniff that stuff. Anyway, if we can pan down here, you can see that we have the four pieces that we built this afternoon. Now, how fast can we put this thing up? Well, it's pretty fascinating, because what you do is you create a base and a top. So this requires, as you saw before, you all saw the video, these are 4-foot sections that we cut up, which will form the base part of this. Get a full shot of that. Somebody got a stopwatch? It also helps to have somebody helping you. Well, when I figured out how to do this, I was completely by myself and wrecked a lot of furniture in our living room. But wait, this is this one section here. Right, this one goes like that. See, this afternoon you were helping me, George. All this one like that. No, this isn't being glued. That was why we did the gluing. The gluing is what holds all the joints together.
Yeah, the glue is on the critical parts that keep it from swaying and sagging. Right. The rest is just friction fit, so that when you have to put it away or
these
move,
are 6.5 feet.
Just pop it apart.
making sure not to tangle myself into the device. All right. Ellie, can you help me lift this part up here?
Sorry, George.
There. There. Come on. There. And there. Now. Where's that mallet you promised me? All right. This is a 4x4x7 foot booth. Well, when you have room and time and somebody helping you. This is studio suit. And actually, we're going to aim it like this. Okay. She's used to that. What?
You can use a mallet to, when you place it together, you can use a mallet.
Okay. It's a secret. All right, now there's one other piece. There's one other piece down there. There, I'll get it. All right. This is the ceiling part here. Studio suit! Now, out here, it sounds like this. When you walk in here, you suddenly hear none of the room tone is there. It's all completely dead in here.
So, there was a bunch of us that did that project with Vanessa. It was all sports related storybooks.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a lot of fun. Well, thanks for joining us on the on our hangout tonight.
Thanks.
Who else we got? Yes, let's Steve Tardio. Now, remind us again where you are. You're in New York, aren't you?
I'm in New Jersey, working out of
New
York
City.
I'm sorry. That's okay. That's fine. I'm having a little mic.
Do you have droopy mic stand syndrome?
Droopy mic stand.
Then you need.
I think I got something for that.
Micagra.
Micagra. Like that. Love it.
Oh, that's a great one.
I need that. I need some help.
The silver pill.
Viva Micagra.
Right. Yeah, really. Well, you have your address on there?
You do.
Mine?
What, people are going to, you know, come over to your house? I need a voiceover. Now, up in the Keweenaw Peninsula, you're not going to get a lot of traffic.
That's true.
So,
we're going to have fur trappers that might need
fur
some.
Fur trappers, sort of mountain men, and
people who are lost.
Law, probably.
Definitely lost.
Mountain men.
I'm telling you, that's, Anthony, that is the end of the earth up there.
Love it.
It will be very quiet.
As long as I have fast internet, I can work.
Yeah, can I hold up here? I'm an angry loner. I need to drop off the grid for a while, and could you do my voicemail?
Hey, Joe, I bet he's going to have the quietest booth out of anyone for miles.
He's not even going to set one up.
I will tell you the truth. Honestly, I thought about selling my whisper room because I thought, dude, I'm in BFE, right? But I'm concerned about snowblowers, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep
once
that.
A day.
Possibly, but you know, you never know. You might have Homer next door who wants to keep up with the snowstorm.
That's right. Keep up. I like to catch the flakes as they come. Don't let them get too comfortable.
Snowblower.
Bat them individually off the driveway.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't let those damn snowflakes get too comfortable.
Stay off my lawn.
You got to keep on top of those snowflakes.
Well, we do know how to beat.
Well, should we announce who people are here?
Yeah, let's introduce everybody. This is our Google Hangouts episode, everybody. This is where we just goof off for an hour or more and answer questions and have a good time.
Right. And so, we'll answer questions from the chat room, too, even though I can't see them very well here. Let's see here.
I thought I would try driving the show without glasses tonight and see what happens.
You could be watching Jack Benny instead. Anyway, from right to left here, we have, starting with that beautiful blonde hair, we're not exactly sure who she's trying to be.
Name is Tammy, technically challenged, and that's with a hyphen.
Okay.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
Yes, actually, you do right there. Let me just
get
over there and take care of that. All righty. Diane Merritt, welcome to the show. We haven't seen you in a while.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
That's good. Glad to have you. I hope you're loaded with questions.
I have a very special question.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
Next to you, we have... Who is that?
Gene Dixon. Gene from Dixon. Arcadia, California.
Yeah, you're kind of dark there. I mean, I can't see you anyway, but... Oh, there you are. Oh, okay. That's much better.
Hidden behind the hair.
I'm hidden behind all this Sly Stone hair.
Okay.
You don't need a pop filter, man. Just let it flap over your face.
Exactly.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Is this the first Kugel Hangout you've done with us?
Yes. Okay. Sly's getting a haircut. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
The glare! Oh, tell me about the glare!
That's so better.
Yeah, Pot call me kettle black.
I tell me
right.
About it.
He's got a hat on at least.
And right next to George. Oh, I lost my mouse. I can't see where anybody is. This is one of those nights. There's a ghost in my mouse. Jason Huggins. He's got his ukulele there. Well, play us a quick tune there.
Yeah, there you go. One thing we know is you cannot do multi-voice singing over Google Hangouts. It's impossible.
even when you go into studio mode, so it's
kind of
weird.
Did you see Jason Mraz tonight?
Yeah, I'm Jason Mraz. I'm not going to sing any Jason Mraz.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for joining us, though. Where are you, man?
Hey, thanks.
You're a lot better than I am.
Where are you in the world?
I was just going to say, maybe you can teach Dan Leonard something.
Hey, I'm in Colorado. Colorado Springs.
Apologies to everybody watching the show on Ustream who haven't heard any audio until now because I forgot to wiggle the handle like I do every week.
Just you got to jiggle it and you got to
hold
it down.
Oh, there's no audio at all until just the second.
So going back to the beginning.
but it will be on the YouTube version.
Yeah, I'll glue it all together later. Forget it.
So sorry to everybody who's live and didn't hear anything so far.
I've got some tape. You can tape it together with that.
Forget it.
All right.
We next have it one Jason. Way or the other.
Yes. Next to Jason, one of our great friends, a great supporter of EWABS. We're not exactly sure what he is tonight, but he's Lee Penny. What have you got that held on with?
It's Halloween. What else do you think it is? It's spirit gum.
It's gum. Okay.
Spirit gum.
Hey, little home studio. Okay. Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you. Now we get to talk to you for a while because, you know, somebody got a little upset that I didn't talk to you a whole lot when you were sitting here in my studio.
Who was that?
I don't know. I think it's the guy right next to you, actually.
They're fired.
Pat Sweeney.
Hey! Hey!
Well, how you doing? It's great to get out tonight for an hour.
An hour?
Woof.
The wife let you out, huh?
This is EWABS?
It is.
I was lucky to get the computer for an hour. Jeez, it's a hot item here in prison.
It really is.
I'm glad you switched the nights because I usually get the computer Monday.
Yeah. Well, it worked out for you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, before,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, before we let you go, I had heard you guys worked up a little musical number.
Oh, yes.
I wish we didn't have to do this.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, hold on. I got to stand up for this.
It wasn't my idea.
Yeah, no.
It's not my idea either, George, believe me.
All right, let's see here.
And I don't know how we're going to sound, but
we're going to
do something fabulous. From Pirates of Penzance.
Which I will be in. I'd love to see my friends from Toronto come down and see it.
Which he's going
to
be in, okay?
Yeah. You got
put
it.
The music on.
Oh, okay. Let's see if this... Now, Joel is a very accomplished...
Well, I used to be. Well, I used to be 20 years ago.
Still good.
Nah.
All right, let's see here. All right.
It's a little soft. Great.
When a fellow's not engaged in his employment, or maturing his felonious little plans, his capacity for innocent enjoyment, is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings with through difficulty smother, when constabulary duties to be done. Take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not a happy one. Oh, when constabulary's duties to be done, a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one. When the enterprising burglar's not a burgling, when the cutthroat isn't occupied in crime, he loves to hear the little brook a gurgling, and listen to the merry village chime, when the coster's finished jumping on his mother, he loves to be a basking in the sun. Take one consideration with another. A policeman's law is not a happy one.
Oh, when constabulary
duty to be done, a policeman's law is not a happy one.
Nicely done, gentlemen. And right on the very last note, the sound just sort of fizzled out. So, it's totally breaking up. It's all distorted. Oh, man. Figures.
My goodness. Well, that was one heck of a year.
It was, man. I can't believe. Well, you know, 2013 was probably one of the most up and down years, just from an emotional and just everything. It was just a crazy year. I'm really glad to see it go, and I'm really looking forward to what 2014 brings. But
yeah,
that was
fun we had, though.
That was fun.
And we had more fun doing this show than anyone should be allowed to have.
That's right.
But we do it anyway.
This show was probably the most consistent fun I had all year, and I'm not kidding. It was just great. It was great doing it.
And we will continue to do so. So in 2014, we're of course wondering what kind of stuff you guys want. And, we want to answer your questions too. We keep saying that. We want to answer your questions, but you figure, they'll get to my question eventually.
We do have a few questions we got queued up in the inbox. Some of you have actually used our clever little, voice audio system on the website where you can record.
You guys leave fascinating messages, I must say.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of those, so we'll be able to get to those in the coming shows, so don't miss that.
Yep. And let's see. Oh, also, you've got to get your East West Audio Body Shop clickers.
Yeah, we got a handful. How many of those do you think we have left?
What's that?
How many of those do you think we have left?
A couple hundred. So $5, just, PayPal us. There's a right above, on the front page of our homepage.
Yep.
There's a place you just click. It shows a picture of us going like,
that's right.
Then you can get your eWabs clicker. We need to thank our donors too. You guys have been fabulous to us this year. Eric Aragone, we love you, man. And all the rest of you that have donated and helped us make this show happen and improve the technology. Although we can improve the technology, stuff still seems to happen. Ooh.
Did I show you guys this thing? This is what I got at the Wacky Gift Exchange this year at Dave Fenoy's house.
Right.
Now, whenever something goes wrong on the show, I'm going to go.
Like they did that on SpongeBob. Anyway,
sorry.
So you get your clickers next week on this show, on this very stage. Well, so to speak, Bob Bergen's going to join us next week on December 6th, and he's going to talk about all sorts of cool stuff with animation and a couple of other interesting things. So get your questions ready for Bob.
That's right. He was one of our very earliest guys. I think he was in one of our first 10 episodes.
I believe he was. Mm-hmm. So he's way overdue. He's 120 episodes behind.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll be glad having him on. And of course, we can't do this show without all of you who come every week and hang out in the chat room for your weekly party. Where else are you going to have a party every week? Yeah. Might as well have it here, you know?
That's right.
And
please like us. Please like us.
Please, not only like us, and don't only go to YouTube and like the videos, watch all of them. All 125 episodes are there. George has seen to it. He has taken actual crazy glue and glued some of them together. So they're there for your enjoyment. All the information that we've imparted to you, it's all there over on YouTube, and we gladly share it.
Pro tip for you. So if you want to find somebody was like, what do I watch? There's 125 episodes. Well, just go to YouTube, type in EWABS in the search, and then in the next, then type some topic like studios or EWABS microphones or EWABS, Maurice Tobias. If you want to catch an episode of Maurice Tobias, just type it in the search.
Right.
You'll be blown away with the amount of stuff in there. And thanks to our show notes that are compiled for us every week by Jason Lawson, you'll be able to search for stuff because it's all in the show notes on YouTube. So it's a wealth of information on everything you can imagine for voiceover.
Yeah. So it's all there, easy to access.
Mm-hmm.
We need to thank a few people like our wonderful producer, Catherine Curridan, who has done a fabulous, you wonder how we get all these fabulous people in here.
She's been a huge help and just consistently helping us along for the majority of this. When did Catherine start with us?
She joined us not long after Voice 2012.
So
it would have been the fall of 2012.
So she's been with us for well over a year, and just she's really made it so much better for us, keeping the guests coming. Wonderful.
Yep, and all the other assistance she gives us. We love you. Mwah!
Love you.
Let's see. What else?
Our wives.
Yeah, we better thank them. No, the one she just sticks her head in here. Hey, there's a really good show on Frontline tonight.
Tell her to hit pause.
I'm like, yep, record it. I'm doing a show here.
Oh, we gotta love him. Anthony Gettig, who's in the chat room tonight. He's a fantastic help to the show. Anthony, keeps our questions, and he's like he helps fill in when one of us can't be on the show.
He's our fill in Ed McMahon.
That's right. And Lee Penny, he's been helping get the podcast version out. So if you are a listener on iTunes or any podcast catcher, thanks to Lee, you're hearing the show. So thank you, Lee, for that. We really appreciate it.
We really, really do. And I'd like to thank you, because without you, it would never happen.
And I'd like to thank you. This show would be pretty boring if it was just me droning on about some microphone pickup pattern. So thanks for making the show a lot of fun to do every week and keeping the thing light and fun. I really appreciate it. You're a great guy to work with, Dan.
Why do it? That's my philosophy.
That's right.
I live for this every week. Of course, I live for everything else I do too. January 1, hitting the gym again. My shoulder can handle it.
I'm going back to yoga. I fell off the wagon in August. I'm going back to yoga for the new year. That's my yoga and meditation, at least 20 minutes a day.
Every time I do yoga, I get hurt. I'm like, well, no wonder there's so much pain in India. People are doing this crap.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, happy new year, everybody. 2014's got to be better than 2013.
That's right. It's going to be. Better. Going to be. Yeah.
Of course, I can't wait till 2016, but that's a whole nother story.
Is that when both your kids are out of college?
One of them will be pretty darn close.
More on that later. I'll
have two in it at one time. That'll be interesting. but thanks, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. And then we can just carry on with the rest of our lives.
That's right, man.
You're not going to try and fly the quadricopter?
Oh, you're waiting for, I was waiting for my cue.
Oh, okay.
I'll go out on a bang. Okay. This is what Dan sent me. It just came from literally came from Hong Kong, arrived today from Hong Kong. Here you go, everybody. For those that appreciate aircraft.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Yeah. That didn't take you long.
The Hubsan X4. If anybody wants to know where to get one of these,
they're in Hong Kong.
Google it. Yeah.
I saw that and I said, George has to have one of these. And amazingly,
I had the exact same one and I lost it. I flew it so high, I lost it. It's so tiny. So I will not lose it again. Thanks, Dan.
And I didn't know that. So
I know. It was amazing. We're in sync there when it comes to this stuff.
That's true. All right, everybody.
Can you tell we don't want to say goodbye?
We really don't, but we'll be back next week. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East-West Audio Body Shop. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Woo-hoo! Happy New Year!
Wah, wah, wah.